we have not created the heavens and the earth and whatever lies between it, the two in the vein. The verse tells us that the heavens, the earth, and whatever is contained between the two have not been created in vain, have not been created without a reason. Now the question is, what is the objective? The first objective of the creation is to recognize the immense power and grandeur of Allah. Man should also ponder about the reason behind the creation of everything. There are humans as well as other creation in the world, and there exists love between them, as well as oppression, disputes and killing. There are mu'mineen on earth as well as kuffar. And man should ponder over the reasons for which Allah has created the entire system of the universe. And upon deeper reflection, we will realize that Allah has created everything for a purpose. Everything has been created based on the perfect wisdom of Allah. Although iman and kufr both coexist in this world, the entire universe will soon come to an end, and therefore every man will be required to render an account of his deeds. And the people of iman will succeed, whereas the people of kufr will be punished. People who did not believe in the advent of Qiyamah, those who hold the opinion that there will be no recompense of the good deeds, they will be dealt with. People who do good are the ones that will be successful. So there is a clear distinction between those who have iman and carry out good deeds as opposed to those who فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that woe and destruction to those who are unbelievers. So destruction for the unbelievers from the fire of Jahannam. ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. This is the assumption of those who are unbelievers. The unbelievers think that this world has been created without a purpose. Allah says, we did not create this world whereby there is no outcome or result of it. The outcome of this world is the hereafter. Therefore, we're living here, something will have to be done for that. There's something that man should give up, following his desires, confine himself to the principles of truth and justice, should fulfill his duties to both Allah and his fellow human beings. He should not assume that there's only life in this world and that he will pass by eating, drinking, enjoy himself, and that there will be no reckoning in the future. That type of thoughts are harbored by those who reject life after death. The fire has been prepared for those rejectors. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah puts the question forth that what would we make those who believe and do good deeds equal to those who cause corruption on the earth? A believer and the one who causes corruption on the earth will never be the same. The justice and the wisdom of Allah cannot allow a righteous believer to be equal to those who cause mischief and corruption, or that we treat those who fear us just as those who are fearless of us. It was therefore necessary to set aside a particular time when there will be an accounting for all deeds. However, we see that many righteous believers are afflicted by various types of difficulties and calamities in this world. And while there are many mischief makers who are enjoying the pleasure of the world, therefore there will be consequences for their action. And this has all been recorded. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi waliyatadhakkara ulul albab. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, this is a blessed book that we've revealed to you so that the people may ponder over its verses and so that the intelligent ones may take heed. The Quran is a blessed book. Those who recite and practice in the junctions of the Quran will glean from its blessed nature by acquiring the best of both worlds. And it's the duty of every intelligent person to understand the laws of the Sharia and to implement that. The destiny of the evil and the righteous cannot be the same. And it was necessary that there comes a book from Allah which should guide people towards the hereafter, inform them the destiny of evil and good in a rational manner. And this noble Quran came down from Allah. Its words, letters, markings, meaning themes are all Mubarakun. It's all blessed. The purpose behind really revealing this book is that people may contemplate over its verses, and that those who have intelligence may benefit from their vices. One can thus look at the previous verses and how the question of resurrection has been put forth in a clear, in a lucid, in a rational manner. Every person who is endowed with a little intelligence, if they ponder on these verses, they will come to the correct conclusion. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, that they contemplate. And it means, what does it mean? One possible meaning is to refer to the perfection and the rational capacity and comprehend refers to the physical capacity. So there's contemplation and comprehension. One is rational capacity, physical capacity. We are being called upon to use all these capacities so that we are able to come to the correct outcome in terms of our deen, in terms of understanding what is Allah's message to us. After mentioning that, the verses continue with regards to the great Nabi, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and his incident with the horses, that he had some good stock, well bred, extremely swift and trained for jihad, that were presented, and while he was occupied in looking at them, he got delayed to such an extent that the sun set. And it's possible that while he was preoccupied all of this, he was unable to say his salah for the asr time, and when he realized that, he said that there is no harm in this if, on the one hand, I apparently remain aloof from the remembrance of Allah, on the other hand, showing my love to the horses for jihad and seeing to them is also connected to his remembrance. And so the purpose of jihad is to elevate the name of Allah. And he thought that how can all the preparation and preliminary matters related to jihad not be included under the remembrance of Allah? Our extreme love for virtuous wealth is solely because of Allah urged us to prepare for jihad. And while being overtaken by this love and desire for jihad, Sulaiman alayhi salam ordered that his horses be brought back before him. They were therefore brought before him with great love and affection. He began to stroke and cleaning the necks of the legs of the horses, and that is what is being referred to in these verses. There are other explanations. Allah Rabbul Azza says, وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ, to Dawood we bestowed Sulaiman. نَعْمَ الْعَبْدِ, he is an excellent servant. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابِ, he constantly turned to us. In other words, we bestowed him with a son who became a prophet and a king like him. إِذْ عُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْعَشِيِّ الصَّافِنَاتُ الْجِيَادِ, and when the noble horses were presented before him in the evening, and he must see salah, or he may have been delayed in it. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي, he said, I prefer the love of wealth to the remembrance of my sustainer. حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ, till the sun became concealed in the veil of darkness. So then he said, رُدُّوهَا عَلَيْ, bring them back to me. فَطَفِقَ مَسْحَمْ بِالسُّوقِ وَالْعَنَابِ, he then began stroking their legs and necks, meaning that these are the animals, this is also a type of remembrance. Al-khaylu ma'qudun fi nawasi al-khayr ila yawm al-qiyamah, goodness is attached to the foils of horses till the day of Qiyamah. So that is one way in which we can look at these verses. There's also another explanation that when Sulaiman al-Islam became preoccupied with looking and tending to the horses, he forgot about his salah or his prayer, then became distracted. When he realized that, he said, look, the love of wealth has distracted me from the remembrance of Allah to such an extent that I did not perform my salah at time. And he accepted the fact that even if in this love of wealth there was an aspect of worship and remembrance of Allah because this wealth was of a noble cause for jihad. However, the special and close servants of Allah are always concerned that an act of worship should not be delayed. And when it gets delayed, they become restless. And that is when he had this trepidation on the issue about whether it was a valid excuse. Linked to that, during the Battle of Trenches, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had missed several salahs during to the fact that he was fully occupied in the midst of jihad. And there was no sunnah on him. He made the following curse against the unbelievers, and he said, Mala Allah buyutahum wa kuburahum naran. May Allah fill their homes and graves with fire. And that was because they were the cause of him missing his salah. So when Sulaiman as-salam missed an act of worship, which was supposed to have been fulfilled at a specific time, he also became restless and ordered the horses, which were cause of forgetting his remembrance, or the remembrance of Allah, be brought back to him. And when they were brought before him, he was overtaken by shame out of the extreme love of Allah. He took a sword and began chopping off their necks and legs of the horses. Thus he did so that the thing which had caused him to become distracted be removed from him. So this is one incident in the life of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam.